You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Jessica Long convinces Wayne Barlow she's got something he wants. They agree to meet in a wooded area for the exchange. Long has Barlow park on the street. As soon as Long gets her payment, she signals her buddy, Michael Montgomery, to steal Barlow's car while she distracts him. Barlow quickly realizes what's happening. He struggles with Montgomery, who eventually shoots him in the head.
Nancy, once Barlow understood what was happening, he attacked Long. Montgomery steps in, beating Barlow with a pipe-like object, then tries to run Barlow over with his car. As Barlow lies in the street, Montgomery approaches and shoots him in the head. Barlow's body was later discovered on the side of the road, and text messages led investigators to Long.
Both Jessica Long, 37, and Michael Montgomery, 47, now charged with murder. Border Protection agents knew Calvin Batista wasn't happy to see them, but he really did have a snake in his pants. Batista hops a bus from New York City to Montreal to purchase 3 Burmese pythons, a species regulated by the feds because of their size and danger. Batista puts each snake in a bag and then ties them to the drawstring of his pants to conceal the snakes for the bus ride home. Customs is not easily fooled. Batista's snakes are confiscated, and the 38-year-old man will now serve a year of probation and pay $5,000 for the attempted smuggling of pythons. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Vermont man has entered a guilty plea to 3 crimes, including manslaughter and the death of his 2-year-old son, who investigators say fell into a fast-flowing stream last April as his father fled the scene of a vehicle crash in Massachusetts. We turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online for details.
For the charge of manslaughter, Daryl Gaylorenzio of Reedsboro, Vermont, received a sentence of 9 to 15 years in prison, which is far more than the state's recommended sentence of 3 years. In addition, he received a concurrent 2.5-year term for operating a vehicle while intoxicated and operating a vehicle endangering a child. The defense asked for 4 years in prison, while the prosecution wanted a sentence of 12 to 15 years. It was in Northern Berkshire District Court in North Adams earlier this year that Gaylorenzio entered a not guilty plea. At around 2 in the morning on April 8, 2023, Massachusetts State Police troopers say they responded to reports of a single vehicle rollover in the town of Clarksburg. According to police, a preliminary investigation revealed the boy may have died when his father abandoned him in a brook while running on foot from the scene of the crash. At around 2:20 a.m., the child was pulled from Hudson Brook and sent to Berkshire Medical Center in North Adams, where he was pronounced dead. A preliminary autopsy revealed the boy's cause of death to be hypothermia and drowning. Authorities discovered Gaylorenzio by the stream, completely drenched. Gaylorenzio had minor injuries and was treated in a local hospital. He told police that they went for a drive because his son could not sleep and had been coughing.
Gaylorenzio blamed the collision on icy conditions and said the boy ran away from him into the stream. Federal prosecutors say that a New York man has been found guilty of killing and dismembering a woman after obtaining a life insurance policy in her name through fraud and attempting to collect the benefits. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
A co-conspirator testified during a 2-week Brooklyn federal trial that it was through watching crime shows like The First 48 and Dexter that Corey Martin learned how to get away with killing the woman, a sex worker that he managed. Brooklyn U.S. Attorney Breon Peace said that the mandatory life term associated with the most serious allegation of murder for hire is appropriate for a, quote, ghastly, cold-blooded crime that was meticulously planned and driven by greed. The 36-year-old Queens resident was charged in connection with the 2018 killing of 26-year-old Brandy Odom, whose dismembered body was discovered scattered throughout a Brooklyn park. The prosecution said that Martin and Odom lived together with Adele Anderson, a co-conspirator in Queens. They claim that in the year prior to Martin killing Odom in her bedroom in April 2018, Martin and Anderson had fraudulently purchased 2 life insurance policies in Odom's name. In Martin's trial, Anderson, who has entered a guilty plea to charges pertaining to the life insurance fraud and murder plot, testified that the two had watched The First 48, a true crime program, prior to Odom's death to learn how to commit murder without getting caught. According to Peace's office, Anderson also mentioned that Martin watched Dexter, a Showtime series about a fictitious serial killer. As part of her testimony, Anderson said the two then bought cleaning supplies, covered their entire bathroom in heavy-duty black garbage bags, and dismembered Odom's body before dumping it in Canarsie Park.
Prosecutors said that Martin and Anderson tried unsuccessfully to collect on Odom's life insurance policies on multiple occasions before being captured in 2020.
Thanks, John. While Kelly Evans is described by her family as an old soul who enjoys spending time alone, they get concerned when she doesn't answer texts or calls for 2 days straight. Her daughter stops by Mom's Enola, Arkansas home and finds her car in the driveway and most of her belongings undisturbed. Kelly Evans left her wallet behind, only taking a zebra pattern purse with her. A week after she's reported missing, a woman matching Kelly's description and carrying a zebra purse is seen walking east on Highway 225 near Greenbrier, Arkansas. But cops following up cannot locate the woman to verify the sighting. Kelly Evans now missing over 6 years. If you know anything about Kelly Evans, contact Faulkner County, Arkansas Sheriffs, 501-450-4917. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.